Join the conversation. On Cape Talk.
Now, during our conversation around ward candidates yesterday, well, thanks first of all for the many, many messages we received, wondering when the communication is going to start from ward candidates about who is standing for what. I was intrigued to open up the local knock and drop paper this morning and find exactly what I was talking about yesterday, what I think we should have been seeing for weeks already, an article saying, these are your candidates, meet them and find out what they stand for. It wasn't all of the candidates and it was for just one of the wards, not the one I'm voting in, but still, a good start, and I hope there'll be more of those pieces to come in the coming 2 weeks. For now, though, I want to pick up on a very interesting comment that came in during the show yesterday around special voting. We heard from Rose and Richard, who are both in their 80s and are residents of the Evergreen Retirement Village in Musenberg, and they both have limited mobility, so they decided they would, as they'd done in the past, apply for a special vote for the polls on the 1st of November. And just a reminder that the special vote is intended for the purpose of helping those who either won't be in their voting district on the 1st of November or who might have challenges getting there because of ill health, advanced pregnancy, mobility challenges, etc. The application process closed some time ago, and those who were successful will have the IEC effectively bring the election to them to come and vote a couple of days before the actual polls on the 1st of November. And that's what's previously happened for Rose and Richard. They have previously cast their ballots as a special vote. But this time round, their application was denied. And Rose says the same thing has happened to several other residents in their village who are now wondering if they will be able to vote at all. So we've reached out to the IEC just to give us an update on the special vote process and talk to us about what options are available for somebody whose application was in fact unsuccessful. A pleasure to welcome Michael Hendrickson to the show, Western Cape IEC spokesperson. Michael, thanks so much for your time and good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Papa. Good afternoon to your listeners.
I know you can't speak to the individual case here, Michael, but in general, what are some of the reasons that somebody's attempt to apply for a special vote might be turned down?
Well, firstly, obviously, the person obviously has to complete the application form correctly, indicating the reason for his or her application for a special vote. There's a number of categories that you have to indicate. Sometimes people just simply forget to actually indicate, you know, whether they're infirm or disabled or whatever the reason is. And in that case, then clearly we cannot approve an application. The other situation is where a person indicates an address that's on the application for a special vote, and that address is different from the address that we have registered, where you have registered as a voter, which means that you may have, for example, forgotten to re-register or for some other reason. But that's typically one of the main reasons that a application will be rejected. I don't know the situation specifically that you're referring to, obviously.
Fair enough. And we can't have expected you to dig into each individual case ahead of this interview. I appreciate that, Michael. I really want to just have the broader conversation here about what options are now left. So we don't know why Rose and Richard were told, sorry, your application is unsuccessful. What are the options left to them? There is no appealing that decision at this point, is there?
No, unfortunately, there's no appeal. The applications for special votes have closed, and we are busy finalizing the process for us to go and visit you know, those that have been approved for home visits. For the Western Cape, we have just over 46,000 home visits we need to conduct. And then there's just under 70,000 voters who indicated they'll be coming to our voting stations. So we are busy preparing for that special vote process.
That's quite important there. There are two different ways of special vote. You said there are home visits and then there are also 70,000 coming to the voting stations, but they're coming on the 30th and 31st. Is that correct?
That is correct. These are persons who come to the voting station simply say, look, for whatever reason, we're not going to be at our voting station on election day, which is the 1st, and therefore I want to come to the station a day or two before. And that's fine. So you'll apply and we'll approve you. In the case of the home visit, there are basically two, maybe three categories. So one is the person, you know, due to the disability, due to the infirmity, or due to the stage of their pregnancy and you know, what they're going through at that particular, they are basically immobile. They can't come to the voting station. In other words, we say, please come to my home because I can't go out of the house. And that's the reason for us coming to your home to cast a, for you to cast a special vote. It's not simply for being out, because, I mean, if you can move around, you can move around to the station as well. This is literally to help those who cannot get out of their residence.
Okay. So, Michael, I think important to emphasize, if somebody applied and didn't get permission for a special vote, they can't just show up and take their chances on Saturday or Sunday. They do have to wait until Monday the 1st. Is that correct?
That is correct, because what happens is that we go through the list, because we need to manage the number of ballot papers to issue, because obviously it's a security risk to have too many ballot papers out there before election day. So we need to manage the amount of ballot paper security items that we need to have available for that. So there is what we call a pre-approved list that the presiding officers will have for persons that have been approved for a special vote.
Michael, I'm thinking back to about 16, 17 years ago, when I must have been about 8 months pregnant at the time we all went to vote, and I was perfectly healthy and mobile, so I didn't apply for a special vote. But when I arrived at the voting station, somebody took me out of the queue and marched me to the front straight away. Is that likely to happen? So a Rose or a Richard who didn't get the special vote they were hoping for, if they go to the polls on the 1st of November, is there any leeway for them to be assisted a little bit more than others are when they get there?
Most definitely. You know, the queue worker will identify those persons who are in need of assistance right away, and we will assist you. And normally, as South Africans are, nobody else in the queue would normally object to that process anyway. So, yeah, that does happen as well.
You've just said something that I really hope is true, that normally people don't object. Michael, sadly, I have seen people who do object, who are selfish and want to get it over with and aren't prepared to wait for somebody else. I just want to echo what you've just said, that this will happen and it is supposed to happen, and it is in line with the IEC systems that it should happen. So nobody should be speaking up with complaints if they see it happening.
No. Look, I'm talking about that will apply. That is it. Whether somebody likes it or not, that's their problem. But we will certainly assist an elderly person or somebody that, for example, is pregnant to come to the front of the queue, by all means.
Okay.
I was just making a comment on other people's attitudes.
Exactly, really. And that's why I wanted to pick up on it, because I've seen those attitudes, and Michael, I think it's important that people know that this is absolutely what is meant to be happening if they see it happening. Final question. You said 36,000 home visits, 70,000 special votes at the actual voting station. So it's 106,000 granted in this province.
46,000 home visits.
Okay, so 116,000 then.
Yeah, 115,551.
Out of how many applications, Michael?
There was 1,222 applications total. So you have a rejection of just about 7,000 people overall. Out of the 122,000 were rejected.
Okay, so it's by far the majority who applied have in fact been given permission to cast a special
vote.
Okay.
Almost definitely.
Michael, thank you. You've been very helpful in updating us on this process. Final question is, if somebody listening to this applied for a special vote but hasn't heard anything about whether they've been granted one or not, where do they go to find out?
Look, we have a call centre, and they can lodge a call with our call centre, which is 0800 118,000, and they will then be able to find out immediately what is the status. But we would have sent a SMS to your cell phone number. If you've given us a number, we've been able to contact you to say either yes or no, as the case may be.
Appreciate your time today. Thank you so much, Michael Hendricks, a Western Cape IEC spokesperson. So out of 122,000 odd applications, just 7,000 were declined. And Rose and Richard, I'm really sorry that yours were among that number, but I hope that the information we've shared with you today will give you a sense of that it's okay for you to go to the polls if you can get there on the 1st, and you should expect to be taken to the front of the queue. And hopefully the process will be smooth and quick for you when you get there.